Ave Crux Spes Unica for May 18th, 2019, in the voice of Moreau. Obsessive thinking is a major obstacle for certain personality types. We have a negative experience and we cannot stop thinking about it. We make a mistake and our minds become absorbed with guilt and self-reproach. When we discover that the word obsession literally means something that sits upon you, we begin to understand that the cross indeed is our hope. We shall not be enslaved to this idol which has somehow penetrated the walls of our psyche. We shall not permit our lives to be controlled by the unwelcome guest who wants to rent space in our mind. We shall not invest all of our attention in this squatter. No, we shall instead bind the stodder idea or memory to the vertical and horizontal beams of truth. We shall test its worth by spreading it out on the form of the cross. We shall witness its death, trusting that any good will be resurrected and revealed in our souls in some new way. Let us therefore learn to be obsessed with the cross. Let us be sure that it is the Christ and only the Christ who sits in the throne of our mind. Ave Crux, Spes Unica. And the Holy Cross Educator's response: today, it is rare to see a young person of any age or culture background whose hand is not attached to a device, specifically a smartphone. This gadget immediately connects us to anything, be it good or bad for us. So easy it is to become obsessed with the ability to be connected to literally any desired knowledge. Most children and teens are obsessed with but one thing: am I known by others, and what do they think of me? Too many times, young people fall prey to cyberbullying that provides them with obsessive thinking. In this time of media explosion and instantaneous being in the know, CSC educators need to be concerned for the welfare of their students. If we heed Blessed Moreau's mandate that our educational vocation is to bring our students to completeness, then we must wholeheartedly fight against that which fractures their spiritual and psychological balance. We must assist them to stand firm in the love of the crucified Lord and take their cares to the Lord, not to the internet. Thomas A. Kempis cautions that the person, quote, who does not keep his heart within him and who does not have God before his eyes is easily moved by a word of disparagement, end quote. We are all pulled mercilessly between two poles, self-centeredness and reliance upon Christ crucified. This tension can lead us to despair because addiction to carnal nourishment is so powerfully alluring. Teachers, pray for your students and yourselves that they and you have the desire and then the power to overwhelm any negative thinking that drives you away from God. This needs to be more than a daily prayer. Let the mantra be, Ave Crux, Spes Unica.